Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
I think four times live at Shea Stadium when she played with Creedence Clearwater Revival. They had a festival for peace. It was 12 hours at Shea Stadium. I think it was 1971 or 72 or somewhere around there.
You're dating yourself, Lou.
Oh, man. Great concert. Great concert.
72. I didn't know anybody was alive in that.
Well, how's everybody doing? And I want to start the show off wishing everybody a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a happy Kwanzaa. I'm not politically correct. Steve?
Here. Say aye. Let's respect all religions and backgrounds.
Exactly.
And who's here tonight? Lou and Steve, and that's us.
Lou and Steve's show, Steve and Lou's show, no matter how you call it. And Nikki behind the glass and Chuck behind the glass. Great job, as always.
Call-in numbers for our friends.
Yes, the call-in is 914-636-0110. You could give us a call, but... Bruce, hold on for one second. I just want a couple of things to talk about here. Start the show off is I want to give kudos to Israel because right now they got the Iran talks in Europe about they want to increase their nuclear program, and Israel wants no part of it. This Biden has to stick with, and I don't care if people don't like Trump, but they have to stick with Trump's policies on this, giving Iran more nuclear weapons. I totally agree with Israel. If Israel decides to attack one of their nuclear plants, if this increases, I do not blame Israel. They care about their people. And I respect Bennett. I didn't think he was going to be more stern as Bibi was, but I respect Bennett so much too. Steve?
Bennett is a very good successor to Netanyahu. I like Bibi, but let's face it, he'd been there, 13, 14 years? Change is good. This man is nominally to the left of Netanyahu, but you can't tell. These men are firmly in the center of Israeli politics. They're devoted to Israel survival and the protection of shared values around the world. Israel, American, Western Europe, and our best allies from Africa to Latin America, they're reflected in the new Israeli leadership, and I'm very confident of them. And Lou, I want to tell you, so close are we with Israel to the United States, that, to your point, I'm very concerned that if Israel is contemplating any surprise actions vis-a-vis the Islamic State in Iran, I'm a little concerned that our civ-like State Department under President Biden may intentionally or otherwise give advance notice or warning. You've got to keep your eye on them, and I think by talking about it, Lou, we will ensure that our peaceful and strong relations in the world for America and its best allies, Israel, UK, Australia, and others, continues.
Well, I believe Dubai is in with this, with Israel too, because you know they're building a nice empire with Dubai there, with the tourism there or whatever,
sure.
Building millions of dollars in tourism there or whatever. And there's a lot of people like Egypt and Saudi Arabia believe that if Iran creates more nuclear power, they're not powerful no more. They're taking over too. So I think you got to nip it in the bud. As I say all the time, is cut their power out.
I didn't mean to leave them out. Of course, the relatively moderate Arab states and the truly pro-Western Arab and other Muslim states where they exist have made peace treaties with Israel, are on long-term good relations with the U.S., and they should be very much interested in keeping the strength and the legitimate fear of the Iranian revolutionaries in check by maintaining a strong military.
We got a caller, Bruce, on the line. Bruce, you there? Hello?
Hello, how are you?
How you doing, Bruce?
Good. Are we on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
You certainly are.
Okay, so I have an issue, and I need you to help me answer this conundrum.
Go ahead.
I want to know if we're dealing with systemic ineptitude or systemic psychosis when it comes to our new mayor-elect, who I happen to like. And here's my problem. He's for sanctuary cities. He's for law enforcement. They don't go together. He's for having foreign nationals vote in the city elections. That doesn't make sense either. And so when I look at this, I'm saying you're inviting criminals to come on into the city, and after 30 or 40 days of residency, come on in and vote, and the whole time saying you're for law and order. And I can't put those pieces together. And I wonder if you could help me.
Let me take a crack at it. Yeah, Bruce, I think your questioning is fair, reasonable. I have not followed Adams very closely. He certainly appears much better than his predecessor, soon-to-be predecessor, Mayor de Blasio of New York City, and his opponent in the Republican primary, a good mouthpiece, but let's face it, he was a joke. The Guardian Angels founder, not in the primary, but in the would-be opponent.
General election.
General election. Let's face it, he won. What he's trying to do, if you ask me, Bruce, Lou, audience, is do the impossible. He's trying to please every constituency, Lou. He's trying to check all the right boxes. He's anti-crime, but he's in favor of voting by foreigners. That's where it begins. He's falling off a cliff. It doesn't look good for his continued consistency or even common sense. I'm sorry to say that, because almost anything would be better than the existing situation. But he's trying to be pro-sanctuary city, pro-law enforcement. I have an argument, guys, that I hope to develop with the benefit of some professional constitutional lawyers, which I am not and never will be, that there is a real constitutional problem with giving undocumented, let's be kind, migrants, let's still be kind, greater rights than American citizens. I'd like to develop it tonight, or Bruce, maybe off the air, will discuss making a show about it. But I will tell you, a podcast we've been discussing, Lou, possibly there is a great constitutional problem here where foreigners, let's put it plain, here unlawfully have greater rights vis-a-vis mandates and COVID restrictions and sanctuary cities, for an example, than Americans, you and me.
Here's how I say about Adams. I think he's playing it down the middle, because he's looking at, he got to get those votes. He was going to win by a landslide no matter what. Everybody knew that.
Right.
Sliwa didn't have a shot to win that election. But he still had to appease part of the internal forces of the police department or whatever like that. He's still a cop. He was a cop for 25 years. And he's going to think like a cop, too, when the push comes to shove. I think he had to put that out there because he had to appease the left, of which is New York City, is the left. He had to appease those people. And I think that's why he said some of the things that he said.
Why are you doing it now? He doesn't have to. He's elected.
He's elected, but right? He still has to control the city and control the police departments. Exactly. You know, if he turns his back on the cops now, they'll turn their back on him, and they can make his job a lot harder too, Steve.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we can't afford to have any more cops quit, retire, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
We can't afford the exodus of
Bruce,
law enforcement.
They had guys with 18 years on their job and a year in good time quit, threw their papers in early because they didn't want to stay in this last administration. They're waiting, seeing these things with Antifa and these rioters and breaking into stores and cops getting killed and burning, torching cop cars. they were tired, these policemen, to see all this. You know, you can't blame the cops here. Let the police do their jobs and get Antifa and the left out of these people. We need to bring, you know, I just was telling Steve before I came in, the governor of Florida, DeSantis, is coming up with a bill that if you're a marcher in Antifa and BLM and you attack policemen, it's a federal offense. If you attack a police car, it's a federal offense or whatever. Mandatory if you got caught with any kind of weapon, it's a year in jail. You know, these things have to be done. People got to get off their tushes and start enforcing these laws.
I'm going to tell you something. You can't pick and choose what you enforce. And that's where we're at. Oh, you got to wear a COVID mask. But you don't. And all of those restrictions, this is insane.
Well, Bruce,
you know, and go ahead, I'm going to tell you something. When you walk down a razor's edge and you slip, you don't want to think about where you're going to get cut.
It's smart.
It ain't going to be pretty.
It's smart. Bruce, let me tell you this. In Westchester County, where there is sanctuary policy for ever since the election of Latimer, the only thing his predecessor did right, if you ask me, was veto a sanctuary policy for the Westchester County area. I'll tell you more about it after this break, Lou and Bruce and audience.
All right, we'll be right back.
And national news. Here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WCLX.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. America's Olympians will take part in the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing, but no U.S. government official or diplomat will attend the upcoming Winter Olympics in February to protest Chinese human rights abuses and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says.
This is just an indication that it cannot be business as usual, that not sending a diplomatic delegation sends that message.
China's foreign ministry accused the U.S. of grandstanding and says China will take countermeasures. Fox's Jared Halpern. Looking ahead to tomorrow's virtual meeting between President Biden and Vladimir Putin regarding Russian military moves near Ukraine.
So the White House said that they don't know if Putin has made a decision, but if he hasn't, there's an opportunity to have a conversation about a range of topics where there can be mutual interest.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Between the junk you've accumulated and purged and the waste generated from everyday living, you need to rely on your trash removal service to get the job done. You deserve honesty. You expect reliability. You need CRP Sanitation. Since 1979, CRP Sanitation has been the trash removal company homeowners, business owners, and contractors have depended on for honest, reliable service. No dispatchers in different locations who don't know you, no answering services. CRP employees answer the phones, and they know their customers by name. Communication is a key to their success. Communication with you. Other companies offer the world and never deliver. CRP Sanitation offers exactly what you get. Honesty, dependability, professionalism. Doing some remodeling? CRP Sanitation can estimate the weight and needs of a dumpster. And that means not paying more than you need or having to add additional services at additional costs. Not all trash companies are created equal. Family-owned. CRP Sanitation. Westchester's finest in sanitation. Call 592-4129. 592-4129.
Hi, let me tell you a bit about Olivet Gospel Church. My name is Pastor Russell McLeod, and for over 20 years, I have been pastor of this evangelical church. At Olivet, we seek to worship God in the beauty of holiness and to engage in a simple obedience to the Word of God. We have a growing and diverse community of worshipers who celebrate Christ so that you never forget the refreshing sense of deliverance and victory you experience in worship. When you visit Olivet Gospel Church, you leave with tools to be a builder in God's kingdom. Let me invite you to visit our place of worship at 3900 Dyer Avenue, the corner of 233rd Street in the Bronx. Every Sunday at 8 in the morning, or for a second service at 11, you will be thrilled to participate in the praise and worship and receive an inspirational and comforting message from God's Word. Whoever you are, you will be at home at Olivet Gospel Church. God has given this church a history of ministry that goes back almost 50 years in the Bronx. Come, God will remove the roadblocks in your life. I am Reverend Dr. Russell McLeod.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. Janis Joplin. Very good, Nick. Steve, go ahead. Finish up.
Just to finish the point I began before the break, Bruce's point is very valid. These inconsistent statements and policies by the mayor-elect of New York City, Adams, though the good stuff is laudable and wonderful, the other side, the completion of the sentence, is revolting. We know it's politics. I asked Lou between during the break, why now? He's won. Who's he afraid of? Well, my imagination tells me that he's eyeing higher office. You know, all these professional politicos do. And he's anticipating a higher run, Lou, for maybe the governorship, as you say, or the presidency. Who knows? Everybody going to be 1,000 people chasing that. So he's afraid of being challenged from the left. So he announces obnoxious ideas like sanctuary cities for undocumented people. And as I've hinted to you, I believe, and I'm not the only one who believes so, that's a thoroughly unconstitutional practice, practiced by major cities and counties across the nation, a great number of them, if not a majority of them, in the hands of left-wing Democrat machines. So my only point is the sanctuary policy, I believe, is illegal, unlawful. Adams should know this as a professional law enforcer. And about the police themselves, Lou, I will tell you, in the prior administration to Latimer under Astorino, to his credit, one of the few things I think he earned credit for was his opposition to Sanctuary County, Westchester County. He vetoed a bill passed by the left-dominated county legislators at least twice. Latimer, one of the first acts he made on assuming office after Astorino left was to sign such a bill. It's unconstitutional, it's wrong, and I will tell you, on several occasions, I've interviewed county police officers and also local police officers, Lou, including New Rochelle-based officers. And I will tell you, very few of them are going to expose their jobs or jeopardize their jobs by opposing politically, Lou, Bruce, a political position that the administration takes. I don't care if it's New York City or Westchester County or even the bobbing heads of Westchester County mayors. Bruce, I can tell you, maybe it's the same case where you live. Very few police officers can afford to sacrifice their careers for political principles that you and I and Lou are willing to expend it on, you know, for our own reasons.
Sure. Now, the thing, too, is he's got a problem, Eric Adams here, mayor-elect, or as we're getting to learn, he's really mayor defect. But either way, he's got an issue. He's going to go for this whack vote, the whack left.
Yep.
And he gets the vote by saying sanctuary, sanctuary.
Yep.
Okay, the only sanctuary we have around here in Connecticut, as far as I know, are the birds.
Bird sanctuaries, yes. We have a few of them. But let's face it, the left calls they call this dog whistle politics. This is a dog whistle sanctuary.
That's right. Yeah. But he's gotta go to a broader audience later on. So if you sign on to stupid now, your opponent can take that in the future. And this sanctuary stuff, the only thing that's gonna happen with more and more sanctuary cities or whatever are fatalities, crime. There's no good side to this. I don't get the good side. Tell me where the good side is to being a sanctuary city for the population.
Bruce, I look at it this way. It's about a 4-5-1 ratio in New York City for vote. So, like we were talking about during a break, me and Steve, I said maybe governor or whatever. He has to get more centrist if he wants to get upstate New York vote or whatever that. But you still have enough votes in New York City and around New York City, Westchester, that could carry the upstate vote against him if he runs for governor. He still has the numbers there.
But he's not going to have the 800,000 sanctuary, whatever you want to call them.
I don't think
sanctuary. 800 don't carry statewide.
I think the police are going to kill him on that one. That's my opinion.
I'd like to see how they do it, Lou, because I'm afraid police have seen a lot of stupid laws passed. And let's face it, I don't think any of us want the uniformed officers to get very aggressive in politics. They're citizens, the ones who live in New York City, for instance. And we know a lot of them live out on Long Island.
I asked you guys a question. Sanctuary cities in New York City and areas in New York City. You let MS-13 in. Our tourism is down 80% right now over the COVID and everything else over the last couple of years. You're going to let sanctuary cities come in there? People, when they just started opening up Broadway and everything else in New York City, you can't do that. You kill the city altogether.
Guys, if you follow the politics of Long Island, which I have to a little degree, I will tell you, MS-13's one of their biggest hot spots is, I believe, Suffolk County.
It is.
Correct me if I'm
Long
wrong.
Long Island, you're right.
Right. And
Brentwood. East Islip.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, great. And left Democrats have taken many seats in the Suffolk and Nassau County legislatures, and even the Nassau County executorship just switched to a Republican, thankfully. I think Suffolk, Lou, and Bruce is still in the hands of a Democrat. I don't know how far left-wing he is, but if he had any principles, he'd become a Republican, or at least he'd separate himself from sanctuary socialism, which is what the Democrat Party is today. So I think you're right on principle, but most professionals I know, and I'm not sure there's a right way to cause them to become involved, Lou, most professionals in law enforcement, let's include fire and EMS, these are professional, uniformed people. That's why I listen to them when they don't want to follow COVID mandates by people who wouldn't do their jobs once in a lifetime.
See, I totally agree with that.
So we have to show them respect, but we also have to ask them, hey, guys, gals, will you step up, or are you just going to leave the city and leave the state, which has happened?
Well, as you know, Steve, and Bruce doesn't know me, but I'm a union delegate, retired New York City Sanitation Department, and still active in the union things. I think it's ridiculous that my guys on a job mandated to wear a mask or whatever to pick up garbage or whatever. I think it's crazy. So if you have 18 years on a job and you can retire in 20, they're going to hold back my pension because I don't want to. I put 18 years on a job already. I got 2 more years to go because I don't want to wear a mask for my own beliefs. My own beliefs, let's say, I can lose my pension and lose my. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense anymore to me. It's a communist state when they do stuff like that.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what you're into.
No,
a communist state when they tell you to do this and do that.
No local control. Let's face it, Bruce, Lou, audience, the Democrats in Washington want to run our schools. That's why diversity education and critical race, racial profiling are the effectual law of educational policy. Ask Attorney General Merrick Garland's son-in-law, who runs an advisory and consulting service that affects 1,500 school districts and thousands of schools, to my understanding, and hundreds of thousands of students, if not millions, directly approved of by the Biden administration, this latest bit of running everything through Washington. So let's face it, health policy, education, police policy, run through Washington. That's communism, if you ask me, or maybe it's national socialism, as the Nazis practiced it. I don't know what else you call it, guys.
Well, there's no other name, and education, maybe we can talk about that next time. Big because subject. There's a mouthful right there.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you for the phone call.
Great call, Bruce.
Okay.
Great call. Thank you.
Guys.
All right. All right. The phone number is 914-636-0110. Steve, you want to touch on that?
Yeah, just that, just generally, beyond education, which I think is worth a few shows, the late outbreak of crime and crimes on a national basis, let's face it, national crime rates are up. How much up, I don't know. We conservatives like to blame the left for their elimination of bail. That's what it is. Bail reform is elimination of bail. And not that there's nothing wrong with bail, Lou. Let's face it, if you live in the city, you know most suspects are people of color. Not all of them are guilty. The people who are most affected by bail excesses, misapplication, misprosecutions are overwhelmingly people of color. I'm sympathetic. There's a way of addressing that. It's not by eliminating bail. And so what I'm saying is leftist policies are making criminals, many of whom belong under wraps in custody, letting them out on the streets. We've all seen those horrible videos of smash and grabs and violence in California. Department stores, frightened employees, frightened customers, Lou, are being chased away by these savage attacks, Lou. They're being covered, but they're not being covered completely. The story is being controlled and perverted by the left-wing media. The whole truth is not being given.
Society is causing this. When you hold the hands of a policeman, they can't do their job. You tie their hands. That's what's making these crimes go up even more. Because their hands are tied.
Of course.
Let a cop be a cop. Let a cop do what he has to do. He knows what he has to do. Let a cop be a cop. Society is causing this problem a lot.
But also, nonsense talk of defunding, refunding police budgets and excessive reforms and perversions of justice are not the answer.
All right, that's the music. We're going to go to a break, top of the hour. We'll be right back.